T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, good morning to you on this Tuesday morning, and we're kind of following the breaking news that's happening across the country there in Baltimore this morning, where a bridge has collapsed. Heard the story as I was on my way in this morning, after, as it had just happened, and right now they don't know how many people might be missing.
So I got some actually good information. So supposedly they think about 20 people are in the water, including 7 cars or trucks and 1 tractor trailer. The current temperature of that water is 48 degrees. And just for some context here, the night the Titanic went down, the water was 36.5 degrees. So it's cold. Just over 10 degrees warmer right now in that water.
You know, the thing about it is if you go into water like that, I've seen emergency drills on this. You go into water like that in a car, it's one thing. Some of these people were workers who were working on the bridge.
Yeah.
So they dropped the 100-plus feet into the water along with the debris. I mean, who knows what their odds were of not being injured in the fall, let alone avoiding the debris falling down on them. I've heard nothing about recovery of anyone so far. That doesn't mean they won't. But if you haven't seen this video, you need to probably, it'll be all over social media this morning. I'm sure the network news has already carried it. I'm not quite sure why there was a picture of that bridge. I don't know if somebody had a live camera on it or what, but there is complete video of a tanker hitting the bridge support, and the bridge collapses like it was an intentional demolition. Like, you've seen bridges being taken down before here in the St. Louis area. Like, it's there one minute, and then the tanker trunk hits it, and it just collapses like an accordion. It was a suspension bridge, it looks like. And it just collapses like an accordion all the way across. This was a major thoroughfare in the Beltway around Baltimore.
Yep, one of 3 bridges that crosses the river. So you imagine how this is going to impact morning rush hour. I mean, people are just going to have to work from home, likely, a lot of people.
Fox had Griff Jenkins up there. He's already reporting live on the scene, our buddy Griff, and he described it as being part of the Beltway. I mean, imagine if a bridge along 270, for example, collapsed. Chain of Rocks Bridge, for example, collapsed. I mean, it would be a major disaster, because we have other bridges, but that is a major thoroughfare around Baltimore this morning. So As we get more details in on it, we will bring them to you. But that is the lead story, no doubt, at this hour, with at least 20 people known to be in the water. They don't know how many other cars might have been on the bridge. And they got a tangled mess right now. They got helicopters up, search crews in the water. And that's kind of what we're keeping an eye on for you this morning.
I hate to say this, but whenever I go over a bridge, sometimes in my mind I'm thinking, okay, if the bridge went down, what do I do with in my car? Do I roll the window down? I don't know why, but it's like a morbid thought, but I definitely will have those thoughts.
I think it is a real phobia. I have an aunt who used to live in Florida, and there was a bridge that she would make her family drive her the long way around to avoid that bridge that went across the water in this one on the way to her house. She refused to drive across it. It was some phobia about that, the bridge.
No, I'm not that scared. I'll drive over bridges, but I think I do, especially a long bridge where you're stuck in traffic and you're just sitting on the bridge. Not necessarily here in the St. Louis area, but when I have been traveling, I'm like, okay, what would I do? I like plot out how I would handle the situation.
Have you been to the Keys?
No.
Me neither, but it's a long haul down through there across a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. And you can't speed.
The bridge in Tampa.
I've been on the Tampa one that's a very steep bridge.
Yeah. So we're keeping an eye on that. We'll let you know if we find out anything else. Couple of things going on this morning, and one of them is we're going to be giving away some more tickets to ELO a little bit later in the show, and we're going to be announcing details this morning on the next bourbon night for the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's pretty cool. Of course, I got the MASH podcast about bourbon. We're going to be getting together again here shortly in April, coming up in April, and you'll have an opportunity to join us. So we're going to have those details up and the ability to buy tickets right on the website this morning. I've got all that coming up for you. A little later, we've got Linda McMahon. Remember her. I'm sure you will. She was the former small business administrator under the Trump administration, and we're going to get her on the air this morning. We're looking forward to that at around 6:20, talking about some of the impact this administration is having on small businesses, maybe businesses in New York. I wonder if she's got an opinion on that, given these trials that Donald Trump is facing up there. There is a new candidate jumping into the Secretary of State's race in Missouri. John Lamping is coming along here at about 6:30 to talk more about that. You heard me say this yesterday. We talked a little bit about it. There's a major city in America that doesn't have enough police to man the streets. And we're going to talk about that with Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She's a spokesperson for the National Police Association. She's going to join us this morning for 2A Tuesday. We'll also talk about that new red flag law department, like a bureaucracy that the Biden administration has put together to push red flag laws across the country, even in states where they don't have them. They want to federalize red flag laws. So we're going to get to that at around 7:37. Lots to talk about today. We're going to get to all of it right after the shortlist, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
A lot of things happened today. This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things.
Yeah, all in all, yesterday was a pretty good day for Donald Trump, you have to say. I mean, he got that ridiculous bond reduced to a still ridiculous amount, but evidence that there might be a shred of common sense somewhere in the court system in New York.
The Attorney General of New York could start the process of seizing his assets. And now he has been handed this incredible win, this lifeline from the appeals court.
Well, why did he need a lifeline? Because of the ridiculous bias of the judge and the Attorney General in the state of New York.
Number one, it's a non-binding resolution. So there's no impact at all on Israel and Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas.
I'm embarrassed to be an American this morning. I have to tell you, the United States allowed the leftists in the United Nations to win yesterday and undermine their key ally in Israel.
Here's a breakdown of that nearly $500 million. Right now, about 54% of that has been programmed for 223 projects.
Woo! Want some money? The city of St. Louis is giving it away. Did you hear that? Channel 4 reporting on that yesterday. I had to pull that story, Kim, because we've shaken our head over this ARPA, the American Rescue Plan, that they're touting, that was passed on a party line vote, wasted trillions of dollars, and you know what? The St. Louis area was lucky enough to get more than most other cities. And right now, what they'd really like to do, they'd like you to help them figure out how to give the rest of it away. You can go, you right now, you can go online and apply to get your own personal grant from the American Rescue Plan. And you can see how they've spent the rest of the money.
Because we know that's worked well in the past when people vote. They really choose wise projects.
I know personally it has already reduced the crime rate in the city. I mean, you just know that it has.
I feel way safer.
It's all rainbows and unicorns in the city of St. Louis right now. Because we've had $454 million. And somebody can check me on this, because I don't know if our friends at the SLPOA are listening this morning. But to the best of my knowledge, not a dime of the American Rescue Plan. Like, when I need to be rescued, I'm calling a cop if I can't take care of it myself. But the American Rescue Plan money, to my knowledge, not a dime of it has gone to hire more police officers for the city of St. Louis.
No, I don't think so. I thought they were talking about using ARPA funding to do the tiny homes, where they want to build them over
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you're rescuing somebody there. It's just not crime victims. KMOV reported a little bit on how the money has been spent so far and the fact that there's a whole lot left if you'll just go out and apply for it. Go to Cut 11, please.
Earlier this month, First Alert 4 was there as the Be Well Cafe and Market in the Hyde Park neighborhood became a reality. It is one of hundreds of projects now in the works thanks to the American Rescue Plan. Just to refresh your memory a bit here, to help America rebound from the pandemic, in 2021, Congress passed the American Rescue Plan. In that, St. Louis received $498 million, one of the highest amounts given to any American city. Here's a breakdown of that nearly half a billion dollars. Right now, about 54% of that has been programmed for 223 projects.
Is this kind of like when you're the worst team in the league, you get the first draft pick? We suck the most as a city, we have the worst crime rate, and therefore we get the highest amount of money? Guys clearly need some help.
I'm looking at this thinking, well, is this what we're doing now? I mean, 223 giveaway projects already, and they've still got half the money left, and now you can apply for it. But it's all got to be spent before the end of this year. If it's not all allocated before the end of this year, we have to give some of it back. So the race is on to you get $1,000, you get $1,000, you get $1,000.
Where's Oprah?
Where's Oprah when we need her?
She's on Ozempic. Cash.
We're like the guy throwing the $100 bills off his hand, right?
Yeah, making it rain or whatever.
We're making it rain right now in the city. Until I see some serious people who talk about taking that money and making sure we don't have a cop shortage, and that when you call 911, someone's going to respond, I'm not taking you seriously at all. It's giveaway money. It's political payoff money that hasn't benefited anyone to any extent. Incredible. All that cash sitting there, and they poor mouth about needing more taxes. Wow. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We still got lots to get to, obviously. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on up in Baltimore on this bridge collapse. They're awaiting a news conference now, apparently, according to Fox. So if and when that happens, we will try to take it live for you. First, let's get to our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bridge sinking, the bridge is gone. Holy hell.
So this is a witness who for some reason was down on the riverfront when this thing happened. Like, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what they were doing out there. It had to be.
It was like midnight.
Four in the, was it?
It was 1 o'clock. I guess it would have been 1 o'clock their time. I think midnight our time.
Wow.
I think.
So anyway, maybe up to no good. But down on the riverfront and witnessed when this bridge got hit and started to collapse. And it's something to see if you haven't seen it. We're still covering it. They're calling it a mass casualty event. There were cars on the bridge there in Baltimore on the bypass, this Francis Scott Key Bridge. There were construction workers on the bridge doing pavement repair. All of it went into the water. And they think maybe 20 people is what they're estimating. They've got divers in the water. They've got helicopters up. But we don't have an update right now. If they go to a live report, we'll try to bring it to you here. Because it's just a complete disaster. When this first happened, yeah, are they holding a news conference here, Carl? Does it look like?
Yeah.
When this first happened, there were reports of an explosion, but after watching the actual video, I don't see anything explode.
I believe the explosion was on the ship.
Yeah.
I heard the ship lost power, then regained it, but too late to course correct.
That's ongoing at this point. So at approximately 0140 hours this morning, our 911 center dispatched a call to the Baltimore City Fire Department for a report of a water rescue in the Patapsco River in the area of the Key Bridge. As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water. At some point during that chain of events of calls, we began to receive indications that a ship may have struck the Key Bridge. We got further information through multiple calls that the Key Bridge, portions of the Key Bridge had actually collapsed. At about 0150 hours, our first unit arrived on scene and reported a complete collapse of the Key Bridge. We were also given information at that time that there were likely multiple people on the bridge at the time of the collapse, and that as a result, multiple people were in the water. We were able to remove two people from the water. One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition. At this time, we have multiple air assets from the Maryland State Police, as well as the Baltimore Police Department, as well as multiple marine assets from around the region, including Baltimore City, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, as well as multiple local and state police agencies, National Resources Police, BPD, Special Ops Unit is in here, Maryland State Police is here. We have multiple resources.
Yeah, there's the latest update then from Baltimore. They know of two people they pulled out of the water. They think there may be 18 or more still unaccounted for as they continued the search after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore, on the bypass around Baltimore. As we get more details on this breaking news, we'll bring it to you throughout the morning. We're going to be back in just a minute.
A man, a myth, America. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
I want to talk about a very important topic, Mark Cox, and that is, what is the most difficult sport? Because we got into a friendly debate about this the other day, And I now come armed with more knowledge, more information from ESPN about the top five most difficult sports.
I would like to revise and amend my earlier
comments. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, I just think it's an important to point out, because what I said the other day was hitting a 90-95 mile an hour fastball is the hardest thing to do in sports. In saying that, it's not to suggest that baseball as a sport is the hardest sport, because everything else about baseball is not the most difficult thing. And catching a ball, throwing somebody out at first base, throwing somebody out from the catcher's mound, from the plate to second base. I mean, those are difficult things, but they're not the hardest thing in sports. So when I said the other day that baseball was the hardest sport, I meant hitting a 95 mile an hour fastball is the hardest thing to do in sports.
Okay, funny you say that, okay, because I would tend to agree with you on that. And I was talking to Michael, that's my husband, talking to him about this yesterday, because he played baseball for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yes.
And he was a great baseball player, and he feels like that baseball is the most difficult sport. And when I said, well, maybe hitting the ball is the most difficult thing to do in any sport, but the actual game of baseball isn't, he's like, but that is baseball. He's like, you can't be in the MLB if you're a terrible hitter.
Well, you
like,
can you if you're a pitcher.
Well, yes, and he said that too. And even like when you're a catcher, like when Molina would get up to bat, if Molina hit, we're like, that's amazing. You know, like there's obviously, depending on which position you play, there's a little bit more grace. I think there's like a, okay, this is the expectation of kind of your batting average. I found this interesting video that explains why hitting a ball at 90 miles per hour is so difficult. Listen
okay.
to this.
All right.
The distance from the rubber to home plate is 60 feet 6 inches. Subtracting 5 or 6 feet to account for the pitcher's stride, it takes a fastball traveling at 90 to 95 miles an hour about 400 milliseconds to get from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's mitt. The batter is already at a disadvantage because it takes the human brain around 80 to 100 milliseconds just to process the image that the eyes are taking in. On top of that, it's going to take 150 milliseconds on average to get his bat around to meet the ball, and 25 milliseconds for his brain to send the signal to his body to swing. That leaves him with just 125 milliseconds to gauge the pitch and decide whether or not to go for it. To put this in perspective, it takes 300 to 400 milliseconds just to blink.
That's insane. To any baseball player, okay, hats off, that is wild.
Well, it's like I said the other day when I played in that game with some then retired Cardinals, and Brad Thompson was pitching for the other team. And Jason Isringhausen told me he's still throwing in the 80s, I'll bet. So he was only throwing the ball maybe 87, 88 miles an hour. And I laid a bat on it and got a foul once. And that's just because after the first pitch went past me and I didn't even see it, the minute he started his windup, I started swinging because
yeah.
I knew it was coming. I just didn't know where.
Yeah.
Right?
But I do stand by the fact that I do not think baseball as a whole is the hardest sport. I think gymnastics is harder overall than baseball. And according to ESPN, I'm correct. But why don't you guess the top five most difficult sports according to ESPN? Throw some out. What do you think number
one
is?
Women's wrestling.
Women's wrestling? You had to go there, right? Ironically, wrestling is up there.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling
is
number five.
Yeah.
What's number one?
Most difficult.
Most difficult sport,
according to
ESPN.
ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they went with tennis. Men's tennis at the highest level is incredibly difficult. I mean, most of us, there's no way we could return a serve from one of these folks. I'm at a loss. If it's not tennis or hitting a baseball, would it be gymnastics?
Nope. It's boxing.
Wow.
Am I living under a rock? Why was I like completely shocked to see boxing was ranked the most difficult sport? I guess it just doesn't seem like.
Have you been in a fight before?
No. I did shove my lacrosse stick in some girl's face because she was bullying one of our.
And
I got kicked out of the game. But no, aside from that, I've not been in a fight. So yes, that is scary. But I feel like when I think about all the other sports, I just don't think of boxing as the most difficult.
Well, go back and look at some of Mike Tyson's boxing days. I mean, the guy's 5'11", right? Weighs 240 pounds, has an inch, reach 10 inches shorter than a lot of his opponents, and he absolutely murdered people. I mean, it's an incredibly brutal sport. I might even think that some of the MMA stuff is even harder than regular boxing because you don't have to worry about somebody trying to kick your leg out from under you if you're boxing.
Yeah, but I agree it's difficult. But is it the most difficult out of all sports? Like it's boxing.
It's brutal.
It is brutal.
Professional football, but not football at every level. But professional football has to be one of the most difficult.
Yes,
things.
That's number three.
Okay.
Boxing, ice hockey. That's okay. Just hard. You're on skates.
Hockey is two different sports. It is skating and playing hockey.
No, hockey would be very, very hard. So boxing number one, ice hockey number two, football, basketball, wrestling, then martial arts, tennis, gymnastics, then baseball / softball.
Okay.
Then soccer, by the way.
Of the top five, I've never played hockey. I never did. Just didn't grow up with it.
Do you know how to skate?
Barely.
That's why.
I generally don't fall on my arse when I go, but I can't go fast. My son can skate circles around me, right? He's just a speed demon.
I wish I could skate backwards. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
And that's the first thing they teach you in hockey.
Mm-hmm. So I would be a terrible hockey player.
I don't know. I can see it. Boxing is a brutal sport. I told you I just did it once and got my nose broken and that was the end of my boxing career.
Yeah, but you're just like throwing punches. And I understand you have to dodge them and it's a certain area.
Do.
Like
you have to take a punch.
I know.
That's
but
it.
But I feel like I keep going to gymnastics, but I feel like there are so many different events in gymnastics and you have to be skilled at each one of them. And they all use a different skill set. It's strength. It's endurance.
It's balance. I don't know in gymnastics how much endurance plays into it.
No,
I mean,
because like a routine that you're doing for a long time, you really have to build up your endurance to be able to get through that without, you know, after like 30 seconds.
Have you tried to go 10 rounds?
What?
Have you tried to box 10 rounds?
Oh, I was like, I mean, 10 it's rounds? Incredible, what are we talking about
it's
here?
Incredible, it's incredibly tiring.
I have not boxed 10 rounds. Should we do that as a Mark Cox
Morning
Show team,
maybe?
I'm just
telling you, I completely understand the boxing thing. If you go to a self-defense course, most times they'll tell you everybody should get punched in the face at least once. You know why? To prove that you're not going to die because you got punched in the face. Like, I got punched in the face in a fight, several fights in high school, and then I got my nose broken when I tried boxing in college. And the lesson I learned was people with as much cartilage in their nose as I have should not box. Or you should have the cartilage taken out before you box, so it's just like a piece of rubber that, you know, bounces around when it gets hit.
I'd want, you know how they wear a mouth guard? I'd want like a nose guard.
Yeah.
Not that I love my nose, but I would, you know, like some sort of a protection over my nose.
And baseball is number 10 overall on their list.
Nine.
Is that right? 9 or 10?
Counting is hard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9.
Number 9.
So as hard
Soccer's
as batting
10.
Is, they've taken the sport as a whole and said that it's the 10th hardest thing to play.
Basically. Like lacrosse made the top 15, water polo, alpine skiing.
Because that's two sports also, swimming and playing polo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's,
I think it'd be hard because you're treading water for how long?
I would drown. Gone. Couldn't do that.
Oh, I definitely would too. That would be that takes endurance. That mm-hmm. It would be very exhausting.
We should ask our friend John O'Sullivan. We should get him on here because he was pretty good at that sport.
He was good at that
sport.
He
used to brag about it all the time.
I'm sure all people listening right now are like, no, let me tell you why my sport is the most difficult. I'll have you know, Kim.
I'm sure. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you've explained that then because that's been bugging me since last week. I'm like, you know, I really should have been more specific about the fact that hitting a baseball at that speed is, which would bring up women's softball too, because they throw that ball I don't know, what is
how
it,
fast?
75, 80 miles an hour? I mean, they're getting those pitches across the plate. That would be incredibly hard too, the batting portion of it for sure.
Well, their arms swing so fast,
oh, no.
It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. And they're pitching underhand. So
no, I know, that's why it's almost even scarier.
But still getting 85 miles.
I know. It's I couldn't hit one of those either, even if the ball's bigger. It wouldn't matter. All right, Kim, interesting. I'm glad we went back and addressed that elephant in the room.
Hashed it out.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll hash out Asterisk later.
So my comments last week should have had an asterisk after them. Is that what you're saying?
I'm looking at my poll right now, just so you know. There's still time to vote if you'd like to go to my Twitter, or I believe Mark shared it as well. We're debating how you say the word asterisk. Is it asterisk, which is correct, or asterisk? I can't even say it the way you guys
it's
do.
It's because asterisk. Yours is wrong.
That just how it's spelled.
We have the
dictionary. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you guys. 1 second ago, asterisk was winning. I am not kidding. 1 second ago, asterisk was winning. Now it's tied 50-50.
How can 50% of the people be so wrong?
In choosing your option? I know. No. I can't even believe it.
Pronounce the word risk for me.
No, that's different.
Because you can say risk.
No.
So you can say asterisk.
It's different.
That's
asterisk.
It's asterisk.
Thank you, Carl, for pointing that out.
Asterisk.
Go vote on Kim's Twitter poll. That's going to end before the end of the show today. We're going to be back. We got lots to get to. Next hour, Linda McMahon is going to join us. John Lamping is going to join us. We'll talk more about the a new entrant into the Secretary of State's race, who most recently, from what I understand, was trying to do an initiative petition for abortion in Missouri and now is running as the GOP candidate for Secretary of State. That's an interesting twist. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, happy birthday to Steven Tyler, I guess. 76 years old today.
Yes.
And looking good, like a grandmother should. That dude's looking old. I'm sorry, he is looking old. By the way, they have updated the number of people they believe missing after this bridge collapse in Baltimore. They think now there are at least 7 people missing. At first, the number was 20, and now they've reduced it to 7. So let's hope that lower number is correct, but they continue to search the water after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed early this morning after it was hit by a barge. It hit one of the supports, and the bridge just collapsed like it had been demoed, like with dynamite. I mean, it was an incredible thing to watch. It was all caught on video, and I'm sure you will be seeing that repeatedly today. A couple people were rescued from the water, but they think there are at least 7 more potentially that are missing. So we will get any new details on that for you coming up here as soon as we can. Here's the thing I wanted to remind you of. We do have some ELO tickets we're going to be giving away a little bit later this morning, so don't call now. But a year ago, we did a really cool event out in Clayton, and you have an opportunity to attend that again this year. It is going to sell out. I'll just tell you that right now because it sold out last year, and there are capacity considerations at the Clayton Winehouse. I mean, it's beautiful, and there's quite a bit of room, but we are going to hit capacity, so it will sell out. We are going to do the next Mark Cox Morning Show. We're calling it the Spring Bourbon Fling, and we're doing it at the Clayton Winehouse coming up on April 18th. It's a Thursday night from 5:30 to 8. Everybody is a VIP. It's single. Last year we did a VIP portion and then general admission. This year it's just one ticket. You get to come in and they're going to have sample. Now, if you've got a spouse or someone who doesn't like bourbon, they've got some great wine selections there for you, right? But they're going to have RD1, which is one of my new favorite bourbons that they've got from Lore Wine and Spirits. Four Roses, New Riff, Old Dominic. You've heard me talk about them. I just visited their distillery down in Memphis recently. Oak and Eden, Green River, Redwood Empire. They had a couple of other, they've got Round Pond Wines. The Big O Ginger Liqueur is going to be there as well. They're going to have representatives from all of these giving out tastings, along with the fact that you can also buy these bottles while you're there at the Clayton Winehouse. They're going to have light appetizers. So get your tickets now. Kim and I are both going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And I've never been there, by the way.
Oh, no?
So I'm looking forward to just checking that place out as well.
Fantastic. And they've got this lower area with a bar down there where they do samples on both floors. And it's just really cool. There's like the floor is transparent over part of that lower bar, so you can look down in there. And it's really cool there in downtown Clayton. So, again, April 18th, If you go to 971talk.com, you'll see a link to the Spring Bourbon Fling. Click on that, and you can buy your tickets now. Get them while you can. They will be gone before long. Coming up, we're going to talk to Linda McMahon. She used to work for the Trump administration. She's got a few ideas on what's going on with small businesses these days. And former Senator John Lamping on the newest addition to the Secretary of State's race. Back in a
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.